field ER. This week in 30 seconds. Claude Biotech. Anthropic's models autonomously design protein binders for 14 of 15 target proteins, up to 40% hit rate versus 3.7% for human competitors. Stripe deal. Stripe acquires OpenRouter for over $7 billion, 5.4x its May valuation of $1.3 billion. Geopolitics. U.S. pressures 35 countries to pick between the U.S. and China AI camps. China counters with its own cooperation organization. Hardware costs. NVIDIA server systems get over 15% more expensive starting 2027. Memory chip costs drive the surcharge. Story of the week. Claude designs proteins faster and more accurately than human researchers, completely unsupervised. 14 of 15 target proteins successfully designed, without a single human intervention during the process. Anthropic had Claude Opus 4.8, and the new Mythos preview run a multi-day wet lab campaign autonomously, and the results significantly exceed what the biotech industry has been used to so far. In collaboration with the independent labs Adaptive Bio and Twist Bioscience, the models tested 1,320 designs against 15 target proteins, validated in the real lab rather than just in simulation. Mythos preview achieved a 26.7% hit rate over 48 hours in multi-target mode. Opus 4.8 reached 22.6%. The industry average is only 10 to 15%. In single-target mode over 24 hours, Mythos preview even climbed to 35.1%. The most striking case is the extreme outlier target protein RBX1. There, Mythos preview achieved a 40% hit rate. In an open Adaptive Bio competition with 245 human participants, the best submissions reached just 3.7%. In total, 354 of 1,320 tested designs were confirmed in the lab. Anthropic emphasizes that the models carried out design, iteration, and evaluation entirely on their own. No human had to intervene between iteration steps. Direct quotes from the technical preprint are not yet publicly accessible, as the publication is either paywalled or only available as a preprint. Why does this matter? For biotech startups and pharmaceutical companies, this means design campaigns that used to tie up entire research teams for months can now be run in days with a single model setup at a hit rate that beats specialized human teams. This shifts the bottleneck in drug and materials development from the design phase to lab validation and production scaling. Critical voices. Open questions remain. How well do these results generalize to more complex, therapeutically relevant target proteins beyond the 15 test cases? And how reproducible are the results outside the tightly curated partnership with Adaptive Bio and Twist Bioscience, whose validation processes Anthropic helped shape? Bottom line, Claude has shown that autonomous, multi-day scientific design campaigns with above-industry success rates are possible. The next question is whether this also scales to harder targets. More top stories. Stripe acquires OpenRouter for over $7 billion. Stripe is buying the AI model routing startup OpenRouter, which serves as a central access point to over 400 AI models from more than 80 providers and protects customers from vendor lock-in. The purchase price of over $7 billion is 5.4x the Series B valuation of $1.3 billion that OpenRouter achieved just in May 2026 in a $113 million funding round with investors including Sequoia, Andreessen Horowitz, Menlo Ventures, and Alphabet's Capital G. OpenRouter CEO described the company as Stripe for AI, a unified access point for different AI systems, similar to how Stripe unifies payment providers. With 8 million global users, OpenRouter has become a central infrastructure layer for developers who want to switch between models without rebuilding their integration each time. So what? For teams already testing multiple models through OpenRouter today, this is a signal. Payment infrastructure and AI infrastructure are converging. Anyone who wants billing and model routing from a single provider should keep an eye on the Stripe integration path. U.S. pressures 35 countries to choose between U.S. and China AI ecosystems. The U.S. State Department is preparing a letter to 35 signatory states of the Pax Silica Declaration, AI Opportunity Statement, demanding a clear commitment to one technology camp. Signature of the Pax Silica Declaration is not merely a membership subscription, but a commitment. The wording makes clear that Washington no longer tolerates dual membership. China counters with its own World Artificial Intelligence Cooperation Organization and promotes open models as an alternative. Kazakhstan is so far the only country to have joined both blocs, which has raised concerns in Washington about dual loyalty. According to Reuters reporting, the letter has not yet been officially sent, and the draft could still change. So what? For internationally active AI companies, geopolitics is becoming a compliance issue. Anyone with customers or data centers in multiple of the 35 countries should actively track the bloc formation before export controls or procurement rules get tied to it. NVIDIA customers warned of AI chip price hikes above 15%. Server manufacturers building systems with NVIDIA's Vera Rubin and Grace Blackwell chips for Microsoft, Google, and Oracle have been informed of price increases above 15%. Rising memory chip costs are the cause. The increases affect systems shipping from early 2027, with the exact amount varying by chip generation and memory configuration. Direct quotes from manufacturers are not available per Bloomberg's reporting, which relies on sources at suppliers. So what? Anyone doing 2027 capacity planning for GPU clusters should factor the price surcharge into budgets now. AI infrastructure costs keep rising, independent of the model pricing competition. Quick hits. Noted briefly, OpenAI launches its own ChatGPT version for 13 to 17-year-olds with age estimation, suicide-slash-self-harm blocks, and study mode, after the service had already reached 900 million weekly users before such safeguards arrived. Pennsylvania, Governor Shapiro issues an executive order against unregulated data center construction. Facilities over 25 megawatts lose fast-track status. NDAs with municipalities are banned. 76% of voters oppose data centers in their neighborhood. Robotics. Chinese ex-humanoid robots beat Usain Bolt's 100-meter record at the Beijing Robot Games, 9.39s versus 9.58s, and exceed the high jump world record, 2.88m versus 2.45m, among 2,000 plus participating robots. DeepSeek introduces peak slash off-peak pricing. V4 Pro output costs $3.96/1M tokens at peak times instead of the previous 87 cents, more than four times as much. Anthropic confirms a 42-minute major outage across Claude.ai, Claude Code, and Cowork. Official cause remained unclear. Tool of the week. Grokbot, xAI's always-on AI teammate exits beta. Grokbot logs into existing tools on its own, completes tasks end-to-end, and only checks back in when approval is needed. After a beta launch on August 11th, the service has been available on Mac, iOS, Windows, and Linux since August 21st, with Android to follow. Particularly useful for teams looking to automate recurring multi-tool workflows, since the bots remember conversations and learn preferences over time. Grokbot is included in SuperGrok Plus/Heavy, as well as Cursor Pro Plus/Ultra teams. Originally available only for SuperGrok Heavy and Cursor Ultra/Teams Premium, now rolled out more broadly. Bots sign into your tools, use them just like you do, and come back with finished work. More on Grokbot. Fail of the week. Claude is down, and nobody quite knows why. On August 16th, Claude.ai, Claude Code, Claude Cowork, and platform.claude.com went down for about 42 minutes. 2158 to 2240 Universal Time coordinated. Login problems, loading errors, and hanging requests affected multiple services simultaneously. Claude Console and the API remained available, suggesting a contained issue in the auth or front-end layer. Root cause. Anthropic initially investigated authentication issues, later general performance degradation. The exact technical cause was not published. What we learn. Anyone building production workflows on Claude Code or Cowork should plan a fallback path via the API or a secondary model. Even established providers with a major outage classification don't always deliver a public root cause analysis. Number of the week. 1,100%. That's how much DeepSeek's most expensive single rate, the V4 Pro peak cache hit input price, jumped with the new peak slash off-peak pricing model. in effect since August 17th for V4 Flash and V4 Pro. Peak times are 9 to 12 and 14 to 18 Beijing time. Off-peak costs only half. V4 Pro output gets more expensive at peak time from 87 cents to $3.96 per 1M tokens. V4 Flash output from 28 cents to $1.32. A clear signal that the era of dumping prices for Chinese open-weight models is hitting its limits. Reading list. For the weekend. 1. Claude accelerates protein design. Anthropic's own research post on the autonomous wet lab campaign, with methodology details on the adaptive bio collaboration, 15 minutes. 2. U.S. issues ultimatum to countries in AI race. Background on the Pax Silica Declaration and how geopolitical AI block formation has intensified since 2025, 8 minutes. 3. Grok Bot. All new iPhone and Mac app. Hands-on overview of xAI's autonomous teammate concept and the cursor integration, 6 minutes. Next week. What's coming? Further details on Stripe's OpenRouter acquisition are expected once the deal is officially confirmed and integration into Stripe's billing infrastructure is finalized. The response of the 35 Pax Silica signatory states to the announced U.S. letter should become clear in the coming days, once the letter is officially sent. We continue watching whether other AI providers follow DeepSeek's example and introduce peak/off-peak pricing models, as memory chip costs rise industry-wide. This newsletter was researched and written AI-assisted. Images generated with Pollinations.ai.